It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Shelley Lynch. Hey, Shelley.
Hi, Kel.
I haven't heard from you for a while. Everything good?
Everything is great. Lots of snow, mind you, but great.
Yep. It is January in BC and in Saskatchewan, right?
I know. And we're right in the mountains, and we've just got a ton of snow.
Yeah. My goodness. Are you a skier?
I was. I don't have much time anymore, though, with work and music career, you know?
Yeah, I get you. I understand. The new song is called Country Girls Are Crazy. Tell me about that song.
Well, funny story about that song. I mean, most people know that I am crazy, and I write what I live. And this particular song came out May of last year. I had a visit from a couple RCMP officers late at night that were at the wrong house. And long story short, because it actually is a long story, I live in the country, and I heard this loud noise that woke me up, opened my eyes to like a flashlight through my window, and it scared the living daylights out of me, as I'm sure it would anybody. And I went to call 911, but my phone light was so bright that I just put my hand over top. And when I went to go out my door, there was this flashlight through my, I have a large living room window, and it was flashing down the hallway. So I backed up, and I was still half asleep and thought that somebody was breaking in. So I ran down the hallway. I do have a gun because I have grizzlies that come in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a hunter, right? So anyways, when I heard this banging bang so loud, it's funny now when I think about it, but it was very scary. I went right to the front door. I was so mad because I worked so hard on my house, and it was so loud. Crazy thing. I'll never do it again. But I actually opened the door, turned the lights on and opened the door at the same time and went to punch whoever was standing in my doorway. As crazy as that sounds. And it was our RCMP officer. He was very apologetic by the time everything was said and done. But the song came out like the next day when I realized how bad that could have been. Yeah. And it was very scary for me, like even to go to sleep at night. I was like, okay, I can either make fun of this and learn from it and write a song about it and get over it, or I can be afraid for the rest of my life living in the country worried about somebody breaking in. And out came Country Girls Are Crazy.
I think that police officer might be a little apprehensive about knocking on your door again.
You know, we do have Google Maps and right. Everything, but I did, Kathy and Craig had come out to my house, so my sister and brother-in-law, and they were helping me do landscaping about a week prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
So we just took down the number off my driveway as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's back up. It was back up the next day, actually, after that happened. But, I mean, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah.
And it happened. Yeah, but, okay, yeah. I got a good song out of it. So, well, whatever.
Inspiration from every angle, I guess, hey?
Absolutely. Yep. And people know I'm crazy. So, there you go.
That works perfectly then. A great new track. Where did you end up recording it, by the way?
That was with Dean. So Dean and I were actually, Dean Miller, Roger Miller's son, he is actually going to finish off the entire album.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to produce the remaining of the songs. Right now I have six totally recorded. So I did a four-song LP just to test the market and see if, you know, if I could get any response from it, and had great response from Dreams and Gasoline and then Make It to Memphis. And now we're on Country Girls Are Crazy, and I have another surprise coming soon.
So we'll talk then, probably, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'm actually going to finish the entire album with Dean as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to just really, he can actually read what I'm envisioning in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it. When you're a songwriter, finding the right producer that believes in you, number one, and then the other is that they can capture what you're what your idea is of a song.
Yeah. Why would you stray from that if you've got a good thing going with Dean, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's amazing, actually. It's a little bit challenging because we actually record remotely, and then I have to record the vocals here in Canada, and then the vocals are sent by a WAV file down there, and then they do the mixing and whatnot, but it still works.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just totally love to be recording all of it down there in a studio, mm-hmm. because that's part of the excitement and the fun, you know?
Yeah, right. Now, is this because of COVID that you have to do it this way, or?
Yeah. There's still a few restrictions, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, just to keep it going. You never know what'll happen this year. I mean, I have another 5 songs on the table that need to be recorded, so hopefully I can get down there this year and finish those ones off in the spring.
Yeah, here's hoping for sure. You bet, Shelley. In the meantime, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
You can go to my Facebook page, so Shelley Lynch Music on Facebook, or go to shelleylynch.com, my website. Don't forget about Fireball Friday. That's exciting.
What is Fireball Friday? Tell us about that.
Fireball Friday is officially sponsored by Fireball. My crazy sister, Kathy, she is the Fireball queen. Not so much me, but they are an amazing sponsor. And every Friday at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, we do a live virtual acoustic set. And it's pretty cool. We're actually going to start having an artist of the month invite. So if you know anybody that wants to join us once a month, that would be cool.
For sure.
But it's just, I do cover songs and my own music. And then Kathy responds to everybody live. So they go on and they can write their comments on the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
And then she will communicate with them over live stream on the mic.
Right.
So it's pretty cool how we set it up.
Nice, nice. And that's Fireball Friday every Friday, hey?
Every Friday, and we already gave away one Fireball guitar, and we have another one that we're going to be giving away soon, so.
Tune in and win.
And all you need to do is you have to listen in and find out how to win the guitar. That's another secret.
Awesome. Awesome, Shelley. You're full of secrets. That's good.
Yeah,
we'll talk again. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
All right, thank you very much, and thank you for supporting my music. It's awesome.
Shelley Lynch on the Coast to Coast Close Up.